I'm Jim Juno, and this is the Juno Files, where we talk about movies, television, and everything in between. The Juno Files is distributed free of charge to national public radio stations across the country by Public Radio Exchange. Please call your local NPR station if you would like them to air the Juno Files. My guest today is Michael Leibowitz, and he is more than just your average everyday fan of classic movies. He has founded a movement that seeks to bring fresh talent to produce and exhibit movies that harken back to the glory days of old Hollywood. Michael, welcome to the Juno Files.
Good evening, Jim. It's great to have you be on your show.
As we said before, you've launched a movie movement, and it's known as Masterful Movie Movement. Now, what is the mission of Masterful Movie Movement?
Well, the mission is to bring imaginative filmmaking back. Masterful movies with inspiring storytelling in mind. Hence, the Masterful Movement is the name of our movement. And also the IP address is MasterfulMovieMovement.com.
Now that's the name of your website, MasterfulMovieMovement.com. And it seems like in today's world, it seems that if you don't have a lot of explosions or a lot of CGI, you don't have a hit movie on your hands.
Well, it depends on the audience. The younger generation, I think, tends to go for the CGI and violence more than older people, who I believe will comprise the future audience of the theatrical exhibition of films. I think, Jim, we may be headed for hard times in this country. And when that happens, people will want feel-good movies as a low-cost escape from their everyday problems confronting them.
You don't really get that today. It seems like you get a lot of movies which don't have a message behind them.
Well, unfortunately, Jim, 80% of the movies produced today are movies in the mainstream. And for the most part, they are violent, they're dark, and they're even sometimes raunchy. I think Hollywood has underestimated the audience for films, thinking that's what they should cater to. But our research has shown that there is an audience that has turned its back on Hollywood, which is a central thrust to our movement, too, that we believe want feel-good movies and family entertainment as opposed to the CGI violence stuff that you're seeing today in theaters.
How will you achieve the mission of your movement? And for those of you out there who are interested in more information, the website is MasterfulMovieMovement.com. But how will you achieve the mission of your movement?
Well, it's first of all, to produce the type of movies that people will want, we believe, in the future. The people that are staying away from theaters today because of the inferior content there. And then to exhibit the films, either by streaming them in what we consider an innovative new streaming service that we intend to bring into being, where they can stream a film for a low price on the internet, or the theatrical exhibition of films in entertainment complexes that we would like to build that will be a total entertainment experience for the people. We believe to achieve that, people will want to go to large screen, giant screen theaters, IMAX size, that will attract them out of their homes to see the transformative experience of seeing a film in a giant screen theater.
Now, you mentioned that there's a new studio involved. What role will that play?
Well, what we're doing is starting up the movement to attract an audience, and then support that effort by a studio that will produce the kind of films that we believe the public will want to see, and exhibit them in an environment that's conducive to attract them to come out of their homes, to go back to theaters, and have a total entertainment experience, including restaurants that have 450 seats, serving fine food, not the bar food that you typically see in entertainment complexes, and arcades and gift shops and coffee shops on the promenade, all those things to bring people back out of their homes once the pandemic, Jim, is behind us and things return back to normal and people are attending things in large groups once again.
Now, you mentioned the pandemic, and during the pandemic, we see things that have not happened before, like studios releasing movies on the big screen, and then also on their streaming service at the same time. Will you be doing that with your movement?
We would like to do that, given the opportunity. So a movie lover would have a choice, either stream it at home or go to the theater to view it. Simultaneously, so they'd have both options at the same time.
Now, on your website, there is a page where people can become a member of your movement. Can you tell me what are the benefits of becoming a member?
Well, becoming a member, and I should point out to you that we have a basic membership, Jim, that's free of charge. There's no cost now or later to become a member. But once a member, that individual would be able to chat with other members on the website and us. Also, they'd be able to receive our recommendations of classic films of the past to view in their homes, while enjoying that venue. Also, they'd be given the opportunity to receive a 10% discount on any of the films that they would stream in their homes of our studio once it's up and running.
Are there any charitable aspects of your movement? I mean, like, is there a nonprofit organization involved?
Yes, sir, there is. A nonprofit by the name of A Voice for Children International will be receiving 10% of the net profits from the studio. So they will be involved to that extent. And the objective of that nonprofit is to help the poorest of the poor children of the world. So we think it's a good cause. So people will have the opportunity not only to become a member, but to help children of the world that are in need of help.
When you were, I'll say younger, what was your movie-going experience like?
Well, back then, there weren't multiplexes. I'm 74 years old, Jim. So back in those days, there were more cinema palaces that weren't cookie cut, so to speak. In 1963, AMC Theaters introduced a multiplex, and I believe it served its purposes well for many years. But when big screens came into being in people's home entertainment centers, the multiplex became in question. And I believe it has evolved into being a dinosaur, Jim. I believe people, to come out of their homes, will have to see a giant screen experience in what we think is a more all-encompassing entertainment experience, like the one we intend to offer in our entertainment complexes.
Now, no movie gets to be made without having what I consider the nuts and bolts of the process in place, that being screenwriters, producers, etc. I was just wondering if there was anybody in my listening ship that would like to become involved with it. How would they submit screenplays and film project packages to your studio? How would they go about doing that?
Well, presently, we're concentrating our efforts in making the success of our movie movement. But in time, we will be entertaining scripts and film projects from screenwriters and producers, either within or without of the industry. We think there's been inbreeding going on in Hollywood, which has had the effect of making it like a private club. And it is, in doing so, it has inhibited creativity in the producing of films by subpar reboots and sequels and scripts that I think are in question.
It's interesting that you mentioned sequels, because currently this week the number one movie in the United States is a sequel to Wonder Woman, and Wonder Woman was a sequel to Justice League, which was a sequel to Batman versus Superman, which was a sequel to Man of Steel, which could be considered a sequel to the Dark Knight series. So it seems like you have a sequel upon sequel upon sequel.
Yeah, I think it's to their detriment that they're doing that. The sequels are invariably inferior to the original film of the franchise. And I think a disservice that if times become bad and moviegoers become more selective, it may be difficult, even though those sequels, for the most part, in the mainstream are tentpoles, $200 million productions with CGI attracting a certain audience, which we feel is the lowest common denominator of audiences, Jim.
Now, you mentioned that you're going to be building not the movie palaces of days gone by, but rather entertainment complexes. And I was just wondering if you could tell me a little bit about the amenities that these complexes will have.
Well, again, it will be an entertainment complex with a 300-seat giant screen theater, a 450-seat restaurant serving fine food, as I may have mentioned before, an arcade having games of skill versus violence, a gift shop with movie DVDs, CDs, and soundtracks, and clothing and memorabilia, a coffee shop on the promenade of the complex, serving like a Starbucks, but not a Starbucks, serving quality food, not the OEM food, I call it, that is offered by coffee shops like Starbucks that are subpar.
I see. Now, are you also going to be putting your movies in traditional multiplexes?
We intend to initially offer our films in multiplexes of third-party distributors. Yes, we intend to do that. So it will be what we call a double motion picture presentation, comprised of a feature film, a documentary, a free drawing, a five-minute cartoon, and a celebrity newsreel of the talent of our studio to replace what was called First Look, which was an advertising-laden promotional alternative. And it's our opinion that people shouldn't be subjected to advertising when they pay their hard money to see a movie. We think that's inappropriate. We won't be doing that.
Now, on your website, there is a position paper where you ask, where is Frank Capra when you need them? And Frank Capra, the movies that come to mind are legendary. Movies such as It's a Wonderful Life, or Mr. Deeds Goes to Town, or Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Those movies provoke a certain kind of mindset. Is that what you're trying to get back to?
Well, those are the feel-good movies that I've alluded to in our conversation, Jim, yes. We want to bring back stories that leave audiences with a smile on their face when they leave the screening room, and also to inspire them, if possible, in their everyday lives.
It seems like recently the movies that dominate the Academy Awards are the independent films, the indies, and I was just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Well, it's caused that because of the inferior mainstream movies. About 80% of the movies produced today are in the mainstream. The indies are the ones of quality, but unfortunately, they lack in mass appeal, and they, as a result, they do marginally at the box office. Often the subject matter isn't something that the audience would want most often to see. So indies have their problems too, but you're correct. From a quality standpoint, they're the best of the lot.
Now, you mentioned earlier that there is going to be a streaming service involved, and I was just wondering how your streaming service is going to differ from the ones that are already out there or already being offered.
Well, there's basically two types of streaming services. One that charges a monthly fee, and the second that is free of charge but has advertising intermingled with its content. We intend to have our streaming service to be free of charge. And once someone comes to the website, they would have the opportunity to pay a one-time charge to view the movie or to have it streamed on our website for them. So they would be given the opportunity to either have one of three choices, either to stream it, to get a download of it that they can keep, or buy a DVD of it. That would all be offered on the website, as well as the CD of the soundtrack of the movie.
Now, how can people listening to this show, this podcast, how can they support you? How can they help you with your movement?
Well, the basic way of doing that is to express their displeasure with Hollywood if they feel the way we do by becoming a member. Again, the basic membership is free of charge. There's no cost to it now or later to be part of our membership. So they can do that and support us. And again, express their displeasure with Hollywood in doing so. I think it's a way they can make a difference if our movement gains traction and goes viral over the internet. It will give rise to our studio as a viable alternative to what is being produced today by Hollywood.
Do you have any movies that are in process right now?
We have one in pre-production, but it's too early to discuss it. But we have one. It's called Glider, and it's about the fall and comeback of an all-star professional basketball player from substance abuse. It's a comeback story, and it's going to be marketed to parents to take their children to see the film with the humanitarian interest in trying to help curb the substance abuse problem in this country, and also to provide motivation to people who may already be addicted to drugs to seek help before it's too late.
That sounds like a fantastic film. Well, Michael, it's been great talking to you tonight. And the man's name is Michael Leibowitz, and the movement is known as the Masterful Movie Movement. If you'd like to learn more about Masterful Movie Movement, you can visit their website at masterfulmoviemovement.com. Michael, again, thank you for being here tonight.
Jim, also, they can contact me if they want on the Contact Us page on the website.
Fantastic. It has your email and everything there?
Everything's on the website, yes. So it's all in one.
Fantastic. Michael, again, thank you for being on the Juno Files tonight.
It was my pleasure, and I thank your audience for tuning in to hear what I have to say.
Well, thank you very much. Until next time, I'm Jim Juno, and this has been the Juno Files.